Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. This week on our program, we hear about some teenagers in Washington who brought art to life during their summer break. And we learn about a young American who is walking to raise attention and money for clean water in Africa.
America's capital city has a summer employment program for young people that includes jobs at the National Portrait Gallery. Teens get paid to dress like famous people and perform for museum visitors.
Taylor Marsh is about to begin her performance.
$1.50. Small change, but it was all I had when I decided to start my very own school. Yeah, I know. You may see me and think, does a colored female like me know about school? You see, I was born just after the Reconstruction period.
Taylor is dressed in a blue velvet suit and carrying a cane. She is playing Mary McLeod Bethune. Bethune was an American educator and civil rights leader who was born in 1875. That was just 10 years after President Abraham Lincoln ended slavery.
10 students took part this summer in the Portraits Alive program at the National Portrait Gallery. Like most of the students, Taylor Marsh came to the program because she is interested in theater.
I had no idea what this program was going to be about.
Taylor was told that they would be giving tours of the museum. But the tours given by the young people require acting skills. Jerry Provost Lyons leads the program.
What I do is I look for students who are interested in the performing arts. They choose a portrait, and they do research on these people that are in the portraits. And then they perform in costume a monologue which they have written.
Students spend their first 4 weeks preparing. Then they practice in front of each other before they perform for museum visitors.
Taylor Marsh was one of the few students who did not choose an entertainer or a movie star.
The writing monologue was the hardest part.
Mary McLeod Bethune founded a school for black girls in 1904. In 1932, she organized the National Council of Negro Women. And in 1936, she became an advisor to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
It wasn't really the occupation I really thought of. It was more like just a person in general. I mean, she was a strong woman. She had a lot of things going for her and everything like that. And I wanted someone who was very headstrong.
Another student, Sidney Hall, chose film actress Katharine Hepburn, who died in 2003.
I didn't know anything about Katharine Hepburn. I was just passing her portrait. And I thought she looked like really angelic in it, and she looked very like, she just looked very cool.
Sydney, who was born in Washington, D.C., or the District of Columbia, says the program has had an effect on her.
I don't spend a lot of time in museums, I guess. I'm D.C. born and raised. I've been to all the museums, but like now it's actually like I'm actually taking the time to like learn.
Rashawn Alexander says she, too, now takes time to read about the artwork in the galleries. Jerry Provost Lyons says this is true of a lot of the students in the program.
They will take time to go to different museums and learn more and want to see more.
Rashawn played Selena, the Texas-born Latin singer who was murdered in 1995 at the age of 23. Rashawn says she was impressed by how Selena gave back to the community, offering a free concert to students who improved their grades.
I picked her because me and her have a lot of things in common. We both want to see kids do well in our community.
Millions of women and girls walk for hours every day to get water. Now, a 22-year-old social activist in the United States is walking to raise money and awareness about the need for clean water.
Right now, I'm on my way to Bethany, Connecticut. I'm in the midst of a 140-mile walk across the state. Started in Granby and will end in Greenwich. Next month I'm going to California.
140 miles is 225 kilometers.
In California, her plan is to walk 800 kilometers. Ms. Russell is getting in shape for an even longer walk, 12,000 kilometers across Africa. She expects that to take 2 years.
We'll be going through 7 different countries: South Africa, Mozambique, Tanzania, Kenya, Ethiopia, Sudan, and Egypt.
Amy Russell founded the nonprofit organization Walk for Water 3 years ago while she was still in college.
If I ever wanted to tackle any of these big social causes of our day, that I'd have to start at the root of everything, and the root of everything looks like it was poverty. And then when I studied poverty a little more, to realize that clean water is just at the base and the root of all that, that, you know, you can't really have the rest of the development process of sanitation, education, all those types of things without having the basic necessity of clean water.
That led to the idea of walking across Africa. Ms. Russell plans to start in January. She will be joined by volunteers from the United States and the African countries she will be walking through. She says the team hopes to walk for about 8 hours a day and raise $8 million for wells, water treatment systems, and other projects. They also plan other activities along the way.
Some of the places we're stopping at include orphanages, organizations that concentrate on sanitation, AIDS. We're also going to have a nurse with us, so we're trying to set up some medical clinics as we go.
I think Amy and other people like her are heroes because they not only have seen the problem, they're taking action.
Steve Werner is a spokesman for the WASH Advocacy Initiative. That is another group working to expand access to safe drinking water and sanitation.
The more people that know that this is a problem, they will demand that this become a more important issue in our foreign aid priorities for companies when they're making decisions about their international philanthropy. Other significant donors will learn more about the issue when they read stories about what Amy's doing.
Alyssa Van Dyke knows all about walks to raise money for water projects. She has helped organize them for the past 5 years for Healing Hands International in Nashville, Tennessee. Those walks and others around the United States raise money to support the group's clean water projects.
We have drilled close to 500 clean water wells throughout Africa and a few in Central America. So when we're able to put a well in a community that's, you know, just right outside their home or right there in the middle of their village, girls don't have to spend a lot of their day collecting water. It can become a brief morning task or afternoon task, and then they can go on to school.
Ms. Van Dyke says providing everyone with access to clean water is a goal that can be reached. The first step is raising awareness, she says, and this is why Amy Russell's upcoming walk across Africa is important.
I think what Amy's doing is huge because with the internet and with the communication that we have now, with her blogging, with the things like Facebook and YouTube, we can show people firsthand what people experience in daily life. And so I think the more people that are exposed, the more people that are educated about the problem, then the more people will want to get involved.
Steve Werner of the WASH Advocacy Initiative says he hopes the walk will get officials in developing countries to take more action.
It's also a problem in developing countries that their governments don't make water a higher priority. So as Amy's walking across Africa, I hope government leaders also realize that there's a big water problem in their country and that their government should be making this a higher priority.
Amy Russell plans to begin her walk in January in Cape Town, South Africa. People can follow her online at walkingforwater.org. That's walking, the number four, water.org.
Our program was written and produced by Brianna Blake, from reporting by Susan Logue and Faiza El-Masri. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. You can find transcripts and MP3s of our programs and learn English at voaspecialenglish.com. Join us again next week for This Is America in VOA Special English.